Hello?
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Do you mind if we call in now to that number that you gave me just to confirm which assessment that was?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Okay, just a second, please.
Okay.
I'm going to call her now.
Okay.
Okay, she's going to pick up. I'm going to call into Maximus, the agency where she's coming from, just to confirm, okay?
Do you want me to just hang on the line?
Yeah, if you don't mind, please. I'm going to conference you in once I have them on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026, in observance of the March. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 188. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cynthia. Am I asking for today?
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm on with a patient's son. Arlene Teazio is the name of the patient.
Can you spell his name for me, please?
Her name?
Who are you asking for?
I'm asking for the authorized representative name, please.
Yeah, my name is Mark, and my last name is C-A-I-A-Z-Z-O.
Okay. And now can I have the applicant's first and last name?
Yeah, her name is Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, and the same last name as me.
Okay. All right, bear with me one moment. Okay, and now I need to obtain some personal information regarding the person applying for these services. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to her application without her written or verbal permission. And may I please have her date of birth?
February 16, 1937.
And her address?
255 East Center Street, Wind Gap, Pennsylvania, 18091.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Mark, how may I assist your call this morning?
Actually, Abigail has questions for you.
Okay.
Yes. I wanted to know, so Arlene had an assessment about a day or two ago. I just wanted to confirm which assessment that was so we know where to take it from here and what to schedule next.
You said a day or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
She had an assessment? Okay.
It was last week.
Sorry, it was on the 15th. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that was the initial intake from us to gather information for the initial intake.
Okay.
So
she still needs her AA assessment, correct?
Yes, she needs her second assessment. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Does the broker usually ask about the financial documents at the first assessment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. I didn't know that, actually. I thought that was maybe the second one because I didn't think they usually ask about that already on the first.
Yeah, for the initial intake, we ask for everything. We ask for all the information.
Okay.
And then the second assessment is just for the functional eligibility determination through the aging office.
Mm-hmm.
So they will assess her for her ADL, if she can clean, cook, dress herself, bathe herself, just the daily living, stuff like that.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with? Or do you have any other questions? Mr. Mark, do you
have
any questions?
No, I think I got everything that she told me to have. Well, I didn't get it all yet. I'm working on it. It takes a while to get stuff from the bank and that.
Oh, yeah. That takes a while. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you're welcome. Idea. Thank you for
no
speaking
problem.
With me today. If you have any questions, just call center at 1-877-550-4227. And thank you again for calling us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cynthia, and you have a great day.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mark, I just want to give you the number to schedule the next assessment. Did I text with you yesterday?
I believe you did. So that's not until I get all her information, right?
Sorry? No. So this you need to have this assessment already, and then you can send in the financials already now or once we already did the assessment, but this assessment does need to be done before we wait on the county. And yes, I see I did send you the number.
So call and get that. So they come to the house again?
Yeah. They come to the house, and like she said, it's to see if she's physically eligible.
Oh, okay. So that's the 800-322-9269 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, just call and ask to schedule an assessment, and then you can, if you don't mind, to text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, which would be great, okay?
Okay. Are they going to ask me what assessment it is, like a number or anything?
No, don't know. Don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Fine.
Okay,
that's
sounds
great.
Good. I'll let you
okay,
know
let
as
me
I
know.
Set it up.
Amazing.
Okay,
thank you. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.